Bray head Clan coach Ryan Finnerty reflecting on a shootout win back here in Sheffield on your first return. How does it feel?
It feels good. Definitely feels good to get a win here. You know, we were up against it coming in here. We arrived back in Brayhead at 4 in the morning, and we were back on the bus at 9. So, you know, I was concerned the bus legs and the long weekend would take control. But I got to give credit to my guys. They battled hard. They never gave up. We got behind. We took some penalties. We killed it off, and I think we had a good kill there and ignited us there. And I felt the energy pick up. And you know, it's a great feeling. Not only selfishly for myself, but we needed this in the league to claw us back to 500.
You've been on the other end of this when teams have come into Sheffield and made it very difficult for the Steelers. How was it when the boot was very much on the other foot tonight?
Yeah, it's obviously a bit different. You know, you get the when you're on the other side, you press and you look for answers, and on this side, you're looking for holes and defending. And you know, we found ourselves defending quite a bit tonight, but I thought we kept everything to the outside. And you know, Jonesy made some great saves, some timely saves, and you know, we had opportunities ourselves. You know, how Haywood throws one on net, it rolls on the line. That could have been a game over right there. So, bounces both ways. Like I said, you know, we were a tired bunch showing up here tonight. We had put up a great fight in Belfast last night, and the way that game ended, I thought the guys responded well for a young team.
This is a young team, as you mentioned. What does a victory like tonight and a weekend like this do for the Brayhead Clan as a hockey club?
Well, we didn't start off well, and we went 0-2 in the league, and we looked at our schedule, and we had to go into Cardiff, into Belfast, and into Sheffield. We won in Cardiff. We fought hard last night in Belfast, lost with 6 seconds left, and we take 2 points today. And I thought the guys rose to the challenge. We challenged them today to rise up. We knew the pressure's on Sheffield, and we felt there should be pressure on ourselves as well. You know, we haven't started the way we wanted to, and we don't want to be a club that accepts mediocrity. And that was our pregame talk today. And I thought the guys came out, and, you know, we grab a 2-0 lead. We let it slide. They go ahead, and we battled back. And, you know, it's good character. And like I said, I'm proud of every one of those guys. They fought hard tonight.
And it's important, isn't it, for you that you do remain competitive in these cross-conference games and that you are able to continue to take points?
Absolutely. You know, we're not going to sell ourselves short. We're in it for the long haul here. We're you know, we got great fan support. We got a great organization, and we're not accepting, you know, second place here. We're going after all three trophies like everyone else, you know, and we feel it's capable. Why not? You know, I think we're getting stronger and stronger as the weeks go on. We got a lot of new guys, a lot of new bodies to the country. You know, we're implementing a lot of different things, and I think the guys are starting to respond. They're starting to become a team. That's the biggest thing. We've noticed them now. They're a group of strangers 2 weeks ago, and now you can see that they're becoming a team. And it's frustrating sometimes coaching a young team, but it's rewarding to see the work that they're willing to put in. And you add a few old guys like Ash Goldie, Ed McGrain, and Kenton Smith, you know, and I feel like we had a great leadership group there. And Chris Frank has been unbelievable for me. So, like I said, I could go up and down the roster. My young guys, as he told you, have stepped up and have really really earned their ice time, you know, especially Lee Esters. You know, he follows me after getting minimal ice time, and now he's getting rewarded and playing a great role for me.
You look further down that corridor. Is that Sheffield Steelers locker room better today than the one that you left at the end of last season? Is it a better team?
I don't know. No comment. Like I said, I've never once said I was proud of that team we had last year. We didn't win anything, but I enjoyed coaching them. They're a great group of guys, and I thought we had a great team. You know, I thought but you have to win. You have to win. You certainly have to win in Sheffield. So, but, you know, I can't comment. I don't know anybody in there. So, but if there's one thing, Dougie will figure it out. He's a good coach, and you know, they won't settle until they're where they want to be. So, it's up to everyone else to make sure that we raise our game.
You have the experience now of coaching in two different places. This is the third team for Doug Christensen. Is it different coaching in Sheffield to elsewhere?
Yeah. You know, Paul Thompson says you don't get the player out of you for 5 years. And I tell you what, from where I am now to where I was 2 years ago when I took this job is night and day. You know, somebody hands you a job and says, here, be a coach. You don't have any idea what you need to know. And like I said, I'm learning every day. I took the proper steps this summer to go to coaching clinics, go to Team Canada clinics. And it's unbelievable when you take it upon yourself to get better. And some, I think, maybe getting fired made me do. You know, hockey always came easy, and you just kind of did your thing. And when you move into coaching, it doesn't always translate. And this is the first year I've generally feel like I'm 100% all in, and it's something I want to do. And it probably took getting fired to realize that. But like anything, you fail and you come back stronger, you go away. And you know, I'm not saying that that's what we're doing, but I feel much more confident behind the bench. I feel like I got a very good grip on this coaching gig, and I'm enjoying it for once.
And I suppose the difference is as well, you're now employed as Ryan Finnerty, the coach, rather than you were initially employed in Sheffield as Ryan Finnerty, the player coach. And I think the expectations on you were to be that player that you always were.
Yeah, I think, you know, they want to see how you played, and then they want to see if that's the way you coach. And in Sheffield, a lot of people put words in your mouth, as you know, and it's not a true indication of how you are. But I'll tell you what, and you can talk to anybody. When you are a player and you're very good friends with guys and you got to come back and be their coach, it's the hardest thing to do. And it's the hardest thing to be successful at, I find. You know, you walk into a new team, you don't know anybody. It's a little easier, and I've noticed that this year. You know, I brought in my guys, not guys that I played with, not guys that I've had a beer with. I brought in my guys, and I think we're starting to see the reward of playing the system that we're implementing, and guys are fighting and enjoying it. We haven't had the start we wanted, but I feel like we're a team that's going to get stronger and stronger, and we got a good group of guys and a great set of leaders.
Talk to me about your goalie. He was an all-star a couple of years ago, wasn't he? He's a player that certainly, to me, looked very impressive on the strength of 60 minutes here or 65 minutes here. What's he going to give you over the course of this season?
Yeah, he's our little secret, Jonesy. We don't, you know, we're not throwing him out there, but he's been our secret. He's been our best player. He gives us a chance to win. He's a competitor. He competes for every puck. He's been great. And we haven't, listen, we, you know, it's probably the first time we've talked about Jonesy, but the secret's going to be out pretty soon. He's a very good goaltender, and he gives you a chance to win, and that's all you can ask.
Congrats. Enjoy tonight.
I will. Thank you.